We're on.
Oh,
ready.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hey. Let's go.
All right.
Rundown September 14th. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Good job, Hank. Attaboy. Way to earn your keep. You really shaped up a good little human there. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. $75 off. Sign up on the link. Doesn't matter if you use it today. Doesn't matter if you use it tomorrow. Just use this fucking link. Buy your mattresses. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. It's a double ad. If you're watching this right now in the beginning of the show, that's because we missed it and had to do it now. So it's like, speaking of the Matrix, this
that
is
was,
Matrix.
You know what? That was like Back to the Future.
Yeah, right? It's like
in the future,
both.
But in the
it's
past.
Both. Week two of the NFL, you're playing today. Jets played Thursday, had a big win. Patriots had another spectacular win. They lost Jimmy Garoppolo. People acting like it's the end of the world. It's really not, because Brady's coming back in 2 weeks. Any NFL thoughts, anywhere you want to go? My big takeaway as a gambling man, and you learn a lot in the NFL, is the same teams are just always bad, and the same teams are always good. Like the Browns were up, what, 20 points, lost to Baltimore. The Lions, they're always going to stink. Like it doesn't matter, Jacksonville, the Jags, they're always going to stink. It's the same teams, just are always horrible, and then the same teams are generally good. Maybe the Vikings beating the Packers.
Which is why it's so funny that everyone talks about parity in the NFL. There's no fucking
no,
parity
it stinks.
In the NFL.
The NFL stinks. There's like four good teams. From a gambling perspective, though, and I always forget this because my brain, I have shit for brains. It's just flip it from week to week. The Titans looked awful. They cover against the Lions. The Bucks looked awesome. They look awful against the Cardinals. The Falcons look bad. They cover against, you know, they beat the Raiders. If you just flip-flop, you'd probably be a millionaire. But my fucking stupid brain is like, man, the Bucks, Jameis Winston looks so good in Atlanta. Bucks plus seven. What an easy bet.
I do that. I do that for both college and pro, where I spend hours connecting the dots. This team beat this team,
yes.
Lost to this team, who beat that team. So that means, and it literally means nothing.
But at least we admit it. Like, I'm not. I love when people try to like get me now on Twitter. They're like, God, you're so stupid. Like, no shit, dude. If you're following any of my picks, you're stupid. The dumb one.
Not only that, but anybody who thinks the first half translates to the second half, but you watch it and you're like, nobody can stop anybody. Oh, the over is only 24 and a half, I'll bet. And then it's like too deep. First of all, the NFL, with the exception of the Patriots, I know you're going to bust my, the Patriots are the only team week in and week out, they're always the best. Other than that, it's teams, it's like they don't try unless they lose and get killed the week before.
Yeah.
It literally is a reversal league. It's bananas.
The Patriots shit is so true, though. Like, when Garoppolo went down, I was like, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't.
Like, I got a little bit of joy just because, like, now that you guys have a black quarterback, I'm laughing about that. Now, like, it all kind of unfolded.
I don't even know what that means.
It means, like, that's, like, shit that happens to me. Like, I have to sit there and watch Geno Smith. I have to sit there and watch these crappy quarterbacks.
That
okay.
Shit that happens to Kevin?
Like, I was trying to follow along where you were going with that.
No, we have to let Emily off that part. That's shit that happens to only a Patriot.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah, seriously. Absolutely. How would a black quarterback's the worst? It never works.
I mean,
you got Cam Newton now. That's it.
Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's fake black.
We're going down a rabbit hole. Here.
Listen, my point being.
Sorry, Kevin's established. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Jacoby Brissett, well, they're going to be 4-0.
It's crazy.
No,
it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
They're not going to beat the Texans? Are you out of your mind, Dan?
The Texans' defense is fucking legit.
That's just somebody. That is.
I think.
Dan.
I know.
That's always not.
They're probably going to be laughing
about
that.
They'll beat the Bills. They'll beat the Bills for sure.
That is. Okay. The Texans we have in our back pocket. They're going to come in with their Letterman jackets just like they did.
They got
like
the Brockett ship
we,
now.
The Texans were the first team that I used the Patriots murder. Because
I get it. I just think the Texans, defense is awesome. Their
the
defensive
Patriots
line
awesome.
Is really good.
The Patriots are.
I know, but the one
everything
thing
you're saying,
dude,
is true.
You're upset
everything
that I'm saying
true,
your third string quarterback might not beat a really good defensive line.
There is.
I'm not even saying like of course, if Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo was playing,
who did the Texans beat? Kansas City
and the Bears.
There you go.
It really not. I feel like I could fucking play quarterback and they win. It just doesn't matter.
Here's a question: do you think the Garoppolo injury actually is good for him?
For Garoppolo?
Why?
Because he can just kind
of
go out.
I don't.
Like, he already played well and he can.
Why? Because he left with people thinking he's fucking the greatest quarterback of all time. He can't leave higher than when he got injured. So he's going to
As long as he comes back,
he's going to hit the free agent market. With just a game and a half. People the next break.
By week four, he probably would have been exposed a little bit. So now it's like
he left the blackjack table.
He would have had
with
a nice
all the
game
money
against the Bills. The Bills stink.
He would have.
The Bills but are you're saying, so
but
bad.
You're saying, and they're in, according and they're to in full Rex mode, by the way. They're stuck in full Rex land now. They're fucked.
It hurts. And it makes me so sad because, like, Bills fans, salt of the earth, fucking love Bills Mafia, but to have, like, the joy taken away from Buffalo, that's all they have. All Buffalo has is the Bills and those tailgates, and it's already gone.
Oh, no.
That's brutal.
That's not going to change Bills Mafia.
No, but
they have
Bills,
no hope, though.
The
they
Bills need
their,
to, like...
Their hope gets a stink.
Right, because, like, if the Bills can hover around 500, they can all convince themselves. I mean, I do it myself with the Bears. I'm like, oh, yeah, you never know. But now it's just...
The Bills are the hot team. When I had Zolak on my podcast, the Dave Portnoy show, he basically said the Patriots would lose to Buffalo and to Arizona. I said 4-0. I've said 4-0 the whole... I mean, there's an element of they're so good.
It just doesn't matter.
And it goes to Belichick. They're just so good. They're so well coached. They're such
fucking annoying.
And by the way,
it should be a catastrophe.
As long as Belichick stays, they'll
always be there.
Always.
Question for you, our boy, friend of the program, Wes Welker.
So, all right.
That was
Welker.
That was a weird thing.
I tweeted, he did this Bleacher Report Twitter egg thing. He's wearing the Brady mask.
The fake Brady mask.
So I tweeted, like, this is the lamest thing ever. Adam, he DM'd me about 10 times, like, mad. Being like, what? You're mad you didn't think of it? I'm like, no, it's fucking lame.
I like, I mean, when we met him out in the Breeders' Cup, really, really
Welker's
nice guy.
The thing, though, he wants to get paid for everything. Still he's didn't, like, step up yeah. and just like, dude, it was, you like, so if I pay you, will you go into a dunk tank and let people embarrass you publicly? Because that's what it did, wearing like a fucking Bleacher Report, like fake Brady when you want to be playing instead you're wearing a mask. It was
still
not a good look.
A little upset that Wes Welker didn't offer us ecstasy at the Breeders' Cup. That's still, I mean, come on, that doesn't still bother you just a little bit? Guy liked to party.
Well,
not wasting my ecstasy on these losers.
College football, big weekend. Did we have, I'm trying to think, all the major games? Well, Alabama was like back and forth with Mississippi.
Didn't cover.
Right. By the way, I'm on right now. This is what I eat. This is my diet. I eat watermelon, pistachios, carrot sticks, and Cheez-Its. That's all I eat. All right.
Wait, in general or like a game day thing? Like, that's all you eat?
No,
right now?
That's like, and sushi pizza. For dinner.
Those five
pizza.
Things like
no,
don't
I, well, and
make
pizza
any
for
sense
lunch.
Right.
So yeah, pizza for lunch, it. Sushi for dinner, and then your snacks in between are watermelons, pistachio, say it again?
Carrots,
Cheez-Its,
sticks,
and carrots.
Oh my God.
That is
and I just
the
rotate.
Worst snack
I just
game
rotate.
Of all time.
I just fucking, I'm trying to, everyone's in my head on how skinny I look, so I'm trying not to get fat. You may know something about that.
No, I mean, we all know that
so
you
proud
think
of himself
look so
that
hot.
One.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm actually shocked. Like, this is the loosest shirt you've worn in like 6 months.
Anyways.
Because your clothes have been getting tighter and tighter and tighter as you've lost
wait
weight.
A so, wait, by the way, you just have like an eating disorder.
No, he just has an Adderall disorder.
My drug dealer's gone. Yeah, he went dark.
Okay.
Oh, he did. I don't know.
I can always tell when you've taken Adderall because you pop out of that office like, hey, guys, just out of this.
Nobody's ever been addicted to Adderall more.
I haven't had Adderall in fucking 2 months. My drug dealer went dark.
That's such a lie. Dude.
Absolutely.
You didn't have Adderall when you interviewed Old Bro on your podcast?
No.
Then you were on something else.
Yeah, it's called my brain firing all cylinders. Literally, I think my drug dealer heard that I call my drug dealer on the thing. He won't answer my phone call. He changed the number. I haven't. I have not had Adderall. Anyways, I bet Alabama. I saw them get a pick six. Mm-hmm. I go, all right, I'm going to walk to fucking West Side Market. I'm going to get my watermelon, carrot sticks, Cheez-Its, and pistachios. I look at the fucking phone. Literally, one update, we weren't covering again. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Did you actually buy all those things at the same time?
Yeah.
I thought you just happened to have some pistachios lying around. You're like, and there was a watermelon in the... You actually go and you're like, these are my snacks.
And I eat them all in one night.
That's
so I have
fucking
to,
insane
I have
thing.
To refuel.
That's insane. But yeah, the Alabama
time
fucked
out.
Us.
Why is that so insane?
Those are the weirdest snacks to go together.
The pistachios and the carrot sticks.
Watermelon. It's after Labor Day, bro.
Your snack game
watermelon
stinks.
The best.
Just get fat again, you fucking idiot.
Yeah,
Alabama
fucked us. Yeah. Ohio State, Louisville, though. Shout out to them.
I had all. I was pretty much on the right side of all the major games. As of the wrong side, Tennessee. It's the classic of what I said to you earlier. Yeah. All right, Tennessee. Tennessee week one, I'm like, they're going to kill App State. So I fucking bet the house on Tennessee.
Then I go
Virginia Tech. They kill Virginia Tech. I go back to Tennessee. It's also leaking into my App State because I took App State.
Oh, yeah.
I took Miami because I'm like, they play Tennessee tough.
Yeah, and that now game, I'm going to take Miami next week, and they're going to lose.
That game. Gambling's the worst.
I can't believe you guys. I mean, it's just a full-blown addiction because you never, ever, ever win.
But it's also the best. There's no,
No, it's every much Monday. Just the worst
okay, so
guys.
Here's what happens: is every Sunday I'm like,
why is it the best?
Because I'm the lowest of lows on Sunday night, like lowest of lows. And then Monday comes and the account gets, you know, back to zero, and you're like, endless possibilities on Saturday and Sunday.
It's not like you're breaking even on
Monday. Did you see Dave smile there? Because he knows exactly what feeling I'm talking about. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll also say this. Stupid. Nothing makes time, if the true mark of whether you're actually having fun, even if you're not, is time flying. Yeah. When it kicks at 12, you blink, it's midnight.
you blink, it's Monday morning, and you're over. In a hole.
You don't even know what happened. Yeah. You're just like, there's food everywhere, you're sweating, but it went by like, like when I stopped gambling, it's Trennan's fault. They're like, gamble, 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 it's great content.
That's why I said they need to get a slush fund.
But what they forget is then my brain just stops with everything else, and like you have people on chaos.
That's right.
Let's do a commercial break.
Yes, it's the only day.
It's the only time you guys
get
along.
Every other day, but I love gambling.
Let's do a commercial break. We're back. Speaking about being friends and friends wanting to know friends, we had that terrorist attack in New York City, literally 5 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. The only person who called me was Chaps.
I'm getting a little Chaps. I've been thinking about this all morning.
Chaps, are you fucking close?
To me? It's not like it was around the corner.
It absolutely was around the corner.
No, it wasn't that close because I know where you live.
Around the corner, right?
Okay. Yeah, it was at 26th Same Avenue.
It's fucking 12 blocks away.
Kevin, a little thing about New York. You live in fucking New Jersey. This way is pretty quick.
This way.
Yeah, this way is long. Dude, this way blocks. It's a five-minute
walk. It's a five-minute walk.
This way.
Poor Coley was at the office. He could have literally been dead.
Who cares about Coley?
That's the bomb went off right where I get out of my train. How about that?
Yeah, that's way closer. That's
literally
way
where
worse.
I walk every single day.
You're just looking for fucking sympathy.
Okay, all right, so you're mad that we didn't think of you. I'll admit it. I thought of you. I thought, wow, that was maybe close to Dave. If he died, then people wouldn't bitch at me, you know, about tweeting from Pardon My Take. Like, wouldn't be the worst thing.
I mean, I think about you dying. I'm telling you my first reaction.
There's still another Pardon My Take tweet today. Who did that? Hank, who did that? Hank, who did just chill it out on Pardon My Take?
That's a joke from Pardon My Take.
Just chill out, a fucking joke.
Everything's a Pardon My Take joke.
It's a segment.
The word though, that's a joke. The fucking.
Nothing's ever been in your head more than Pardon My Take.
Tweet this. Pardon My, it's just fucking.
Everything's
so that was what I thought. I thought, wow, maybe Dave might have died so I could, like, have some freedom here to
Speaking of this terrorist, I'm stunned it's a terrorist attack because I read the whole thing, and I told my mom. My mom, she fucking had the decency to be like, Dave, are you alive? I'm like, yeah, Ma, I'm here. I was watching a movie.
And then suck up Chaps.
But, you know, Chaps, you know, Purple Heart guys.
It's a big-time kiss-up movie.
No, it isn't.
Let me text the boss. Are you okay?
It's Saturday night. Are you okay?
Or Purple Hearts.
Hey,
you know,
the main story here, though, is that another successful manhunt by us.
The bigger story is I don't understand why this terrorist, and I don't want to like put ideas in terrorists' heads because that's not my game. I'm anti-terrorist. But New York is so fucking busy. Like, I walk outside. I literally, before I leave my gate, I have to peek my head out and look left and right so I don't get caught in oncoming traffic. That's how busy it is. And why, if you're going to put a bomb, you can literally roll out of bed and throw and take out like 20 people.
It is literally borderline impossible to blow something up in Manhattan and not kill somebody.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. No matter what time, no matter where, it's almost impossible. That's how bad of a terrorist this guy has to be. He was like 1 for 8 blowing up bombs. He got caught sleeping. He was sleeping in a hallway of a bar a block away from his family's restaurant.
Can't do that.
Dude, there's a citywide manhunt for you. And you just created like your terror crusade, and you're like, I gotta catch some Z's. I need a nap. That's what happens when you're 5'6 and 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a fat terrorist. Not a great terrorist.
You can't be a fat terrorist, by the way.
No, you can't. Low energy.
Can't be fat.
No, you can be a fat terrorist, but you got to be the guy who's sitting like
the mastermind.
Yeah, right.
If you're going to be executing plans, you can't be 5'6, 200 pounds.
Right. Not a well executed plan. I literally told my mom, I go, it wasn't a terrorist. I don't know what it was, but no terrorist.
It was so bad.
No terrorist would put that bomb where he put that bomb. So I wasn't even fucking worried about it. But on a more serious note, Crazy Eyed Riggs is saying there's like a terrorist network now that proves. So that's a little scary.
To where?
In Manhattan, New York, New Jersey. Operating.
I mean, but I just like kind of assumed that was happening already, right?
Yeah, but this is a little more official.
Activated cell, so like.
But if this was like their
good thing, our address is out there.
I think we're safe.
Anyone can just walk right in.
Yeah,
I actually thought about that, by the way. Like, we could be a target for some.
Why would we be a target?
Because we're fucking morons that like say offensive shit all the time.
All the time. Like Colin Kaepernick is a fucking blah, blah, blah.
I don't think we'd be a target.
I think we could.
I don't think we'd be a target.
Well, maybe we don't, do
let's not
my
put any more
idea
ideas in Tyrus' heads.
I'm putting the bulletproof.
I don't think they go after people who have those camera systems we have. It's like, oh, they can see everything.
They never do it for publicity or exposure.
Okay. Oh, you guys are the terrorist experts. Now, I think we're safe, guys. We got two more.
Knock on wood, Sean. No, is that wood?
Is that wood? I don't think it's wood.
Listen, if a terrorist wants to bring the thunder to our doorstep,
that's a fucking.
Then so fucking be it.
Speak, tough guy.
We're gonna scratch
it. I'm a tough guy. We're gonna scratch
it. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
I'm saying if a terrorist wants to meet us in this office, we'll be here. You know where to find us. We're not fucking cutting this. We're not cutting this.
We're cutting the Emily Austin part and we're cutting this.
Yeah. Damn it.
Dad fight. So fight breaks out, Seattle game. Little kid, not that. Not that little. You don't want to get your
The whole show just fell apart.
You don't want to let your kid get caught in a fight. I get that. But this dad's reaction was like he was in the middle of a terrorist attack. I mean, screaming for help.
Help.
Just get the fucking kid and get him out of there, KFC. If little Shay Clancy got caught up in a mayhem, I actually see you as the type of guy who would maybe, like, not instinctively get her out of there and be more like, let me get myself out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's actually fair. Kevin's definitely wouldn't get involved. No. Never involved.
Yeah, I could maybe be like, every man for yourself, Shay. Figure it out. Let's go. I got to get the fuck out of here. It was really the voice. It was like the, I couldn't do it. Tough look. Your son's probably never going to look at you the same again after that one.
Right.
My dad was a scaredy cat. You can ask him about that. He's a big scaredy cat. He still, like, is scared of virtually it getting dark at night. So I could see him doing that.
No, the tough guy over here. He'd be fucking throwing punches in the face.
I wouldn't throw punches, but I wouldn't scream.
It's also crazy because
Quick shout out, by the way, to the people's lawyer.
Yeah.
He's like having a hard time standing up.
What happened? Why not?
He's just.
Vertigo?
We don't know. He's tired. So shout out. Yeah. Give him a call.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to. The Rams are going to do this every single game. You can't bring your kid to a Rams game and not expect to see a fight.
Yeah.
So act accordingly, man. Like,
Raiders?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Rams season solely because of the fights that are coming from the stands.
And speaking of fights, the last fight, this Raiders fan, it was a Raiders fan, right?
Of course.
Doing some sort of slow karate.
He was trapped in the Matrix.
That guy was trapped in the Matrix. He did that.
He thought he was doing something that was going to just fuck everyone up. And then the black guy was like, you know what, fuck this, and just started pounding on his face. Well,
it wasn't even really that guy. It was the sucker punch.
Well, it was both, but I mean, he like poked the guy in the head.
He thought he was in the Matrix. He thought he was doing like one of those five-point things, like where he's like, and then the heart
to
explodes.
To be honest, that is probably the most logical explanation for what happened. Yeah, because the only reason you would stand there.
Classic guy who thinks he's in the Matrix.
There's actually like karate people run into this a lot too, who aren't like actually, like they think
they practice, but they don't
karate, and then it's like they fight somebody, and it's like that
giant black dude just gonna punch you in the face, and then you're fucked.
Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, like the crane kick, Danny LaRusso is not actually a street move.
And then just some fucking scumbag Raiders fan sucker punches him.
I don't even think they knew each other. They were just like, I'm gonna go punch.
He's like, you know what? Fuck this. The fight's going on. I'm gonna get my sucker punch in. And he was good about it too, because he sucker punched him and he guarded. He's like, I'm out of here. Yeah, that was a sucker punch professional.
Okay, so that's a runner. We got Bears.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
There's Eagles.
That proposal, the Redskins proposal.
Dude, I honestly think
we should get that painted.
No, so
just a picture of it?
Yes.
So people were
busted
on that guy because of the socks and the sandals, but that Sean Taylor jersey, you could tell that's like number one in his wardrobe. Like, that was the nicest thing
as it gets.
It was the commemorative Sean Taylor American flag jersey. That guy, like, I'd say probably 50% of his net worth is in that jersey.
Well, of course, if that's his proposal.
What's your producer from PMT want over there? No, I don't think we did. Did we?
No, we didn't.
All right, so we're gonna do this. We're gonna put this in the beginning, but also keep it in the end. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Good job, Hank. Attaboy. Way to earn your keep. You really shaped up a good little human there. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. $75 off. Sign up on the link. Doesn't matter if you use it today. Doesn't matter if you use it tomorrow. Just use this fucking link. Buy your mattresses. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. It's a double ad. If you're watching this right now in the beginning of the show, that's because we missed it and had to do it now. So it's like, speaking of the Matrix, this
that
is
was,
Matrix.
You know what? That was like Back to the Future.
Yeah,
like
it's like
in the future,
both.
But in the
it's
past.
Both. Yeah, that's the rundown. Also, there's been so much hype behind Benny Balls. Where is he?
Glennie Balls also, we sent him out to get us some Redman chewing tobacco on Friday, and he's like, I couldn't find it anywhere. I got out of the train today, went to the Duane Reade.
Duane Reade?
Yeah, they're like, like, can I get some of that Redman right there? So Glennie Balls.
Off to a slow start.
Also, no, it's okay. I like him, but you better make sure that there's no Redman anywhere close that I could find without even trying
Do you remember Hank in one of our early trips when you asked him to get a $2 bill?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I went to the bank and I didn't have it. And
I'm like, he just lied to our face.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, you went to the bank? He's like, yep. I'm like, did you, Hank? He's like, no, I didn't. That is early interns, just blatant lying.
Yeah, that was the Cuban video. Yeah. Then we went to a bank and got one in like 2 seconds.
He didn't realize there's no bank in the world who wouldn't have a $2 bill.
Yeah. Out a $2 bill.
You bought it, too. You're like,
did.
Oh, that's weird.
I was
like, wait a minute,
I thought
Hank
was, you know, innocent and wouldn't try to be pulling those over on me.
There was one. Oh, and quick shout out to our boy, Nate Dogg, first guy to call in sick in the new office.
Oh, is that what has happened today?
Yep.
What an idiot.
Yep, calling sick.
You got to get here, Nate. I don't care if you're fucking bedridden.
You know, even if you are fucking dead sick, you don't call him and tell him you're sick.
First call in, Nate Dogg.
You probably wouldn't even notice.
The flu. He couldn't beat it, and he had to call out.
Shout
out to Nate, first one. I don't like, by the way, I'm a believer in that. I don't like sick people in the office.
You're such a fucking
stay home.
It's a lose-lose.
No.
Because if you call up Dave and say you're sick, he can't make you office, you're a pussy. And if you come in and get him sick.
No, I think my guys will back me up.
I don't think your guys will back you up on anything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Feidelberg,
do
I like sick? I do have a guys. I hired a new fucking intern, and he's my guy, and no one else can touch him.
Great.
Frankie Borelli, the pizza maker.
He's going to hate your guts pretty quickly.
True or false, I don't like sick guys in the office.
But true or false, you'll
get. Yeah.
But then you don't think we're actually sick when we don't come in.
Right, and then you get your balls busted when you don't
that,
come
well,
in.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
So that's a lose-lose.
No, that's literally the definition of lose-lose. No, I don't like sick guys in the office.
You either come in and you get mad that they're sick, or you don't come in and you get your balls
wrong,
busted.
You're wrong.
You come in and cough until you yell at them.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like sick guys in the office, but I just don't think being hungover counts as sick. That's like the big difference. I need things. If you have something I can catch,
it is a ballsy move to be not only the first to call in sick, but doing it on a Monday after NFL Sunday. That's like I used to try to call in sick like March Madness Monday, like after Monday, and be like, no, you're not.
Right, right. So, and that's like, Feidelberg would call in after the Kanye Cool Club. It's like, oh, I don't feel good then. Well, I mean, you should.
He didn't do
that.
That's
a fucking hypothetical.
Your obsession with Pardon My Takes Twitter account and the
Kanye
Cool Club is like,
and specifically the Kanye.
Just running around in your brain at all times.
You guys,
you know what? You gotta get
You guys are so obsessed with what you think I'm obsessed about. That's causing your own obsession.
Now we're Patriots.
I know. I'm obsessed about Barstool Sports becoming a $100 million company.
Eagles,
that's what I'm obsessed with.
Eagles,
shoot me.
Bears tonight, Monday Night Football. Follow Barstool Snaps. Barstool Sports on Snap.
Are you guys watching the game here?
Yeah, we're gonna watch here. Barstool Sports on Snap.
What's the line?
Three and a half.
Where's the game?
Soldier Field.
Hmm.
Feeling like the Bears are back.
All right. That's the rundown.